seen here, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. One of my favorite movies is a movie called A Bridge Too Far, directed by Richard Attenborough. You wouldn't think this was a movie where you could learn something about prayer, but it actually is a movie that's very good for learning about prayer and a number of other things too. The scene that stands out for me about prayer is a scene in which an officer played by Robert Redford has to take his men across the Rhine River to try to secure a bridge. And they have to cross in little boats. They cross at night. Well, actually, I think they were originally going to cross at night. I think that it's delayed so much they actually have to cross in the daytime in the end, I believe, if I remember correctly. At any rate, it's incredibly exposed and dangerous activity they're involved in, and they're subjected to terrible fire from the Germans on the other side that they're rowing towards. Anyway, as they're rowing at fever pitch, the Robert Redford character is saying over and over again, "Hail Mary, full of grace, Hail Mary, full of grace, Hail Mary, full of grace." And there's a kind of prayer counterpoint to this. Someone else is saying over and over again, "Thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done." So there's this kind of prayer counterpoint as they're rowing across the Rhine River. Hail Mary, full of grace, Hail Mary, full of grace, and thy will be done, thy will be done. What I take from this, the teaching that I take from this, and it's really good teaching, sometimes you're in a situation where all you can do is just forge ahead and pray for all you're worth. Sometimes that's really just the only option other than utter despair. And it's for people in these situations that the scripture of Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva was written. It can be helpful to all of us in all situations, but it's especially for people in those situations. If it just comes down to simply utter despair, or look up and pray for all you're worth, this scripture is about looking up and praying for all you're worth. Just give it all you've got. I think of this as open-ended prayer, real hands and knees prayer, prayer that comes out of you when you're on your hands and knees. You don't have the luxury of saying, "Well, you know, these are the things I want. I'm praying for these things." You don't have the luxury of that. You let go of all expectation. You let go of all demanding, all insistence. And you just pray. And just in the act of praying itself, there is help, tremendous help. And anything else that comes your way as a result of that prayer, well, that's unexpected benefit. But just the praying provides the help. The immediate help. In the case of the example that I just gave that's from the movie, and as I understand it, the movie tried to be very true to the actual events that took place at that time for those people. Well, in that situation, it helped people doing something incredibly dangerous, basically borderline suicidal. It was so courageous, so dangerous. Helped them do what they had to do. Gave them something to hold to, something to hold fast to, while doing something very dangerous, very scary. In 1976, during a great retreat, River Master wrote, "Whether I am well or sick, brightly alive or dying, hold fast to the Lord of the house. Whether I am well or sick, brightly alive or dying, hold fast to the Lord of the house." That's really what this scripture is about. What the Avalokiteshvara Svara scripture is about, really. Whether I am well or sick, brightly alive or dying, hold fast to the Lord of the house. Perhaps as meditators, we have a kind of advantage there. But in the end, I don't know if anyone has an advantage under the most dire, difficult circumstances. It just really comes down to, does one look up or does one look down? Does one try to hang on to externals, or does one let go of them and hold fast to the eternal? Does one trust, or does one despair? It's a kind of place where our great need is to put the things that we've been taught in our faith, in our religion, to put them into practice. If there's even one of them that we can hold on to and put into practice at that time, it will be a tremendous help to us. Dogen wrote that even a single line or a word or phrase of teaching can be a great help. And that really is true. Something as simple as just repeating over and over to oneself, "Thy will be done. Thy will be done." It might be, "O Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner." The famous Jesus prayer. It might be, "Hail Mary, full of grace." It might be, "Namu Amida Butsu." It might be, "Om Mani Padme Hum." It might be, "Think of neither good nor evil, consider neither right nor wrong." It might just be dropping down into the ocean of stillness of the Buddha nature, looking up and just surrendering into the arms of the eternal. Homage to all the Buddhas and all worlds. Homage to all bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.